When you flashed, I saw what looked like a figure standing in the hall.
Okay, this is Dream Team. We're ready for EVP sweep.
That is weird. These cameras don't do this.
Water supposedly will come off and on in various rooms.
So our EMF meter started to go haywire.
You're listening to the number one source for paranormal evidence brought to you firsthand by real investigators in the field. No hoaxes, no disinformation. You're listening to The Ghost Project.
I found myself face to face with someone or something that was attempting to play with my psyche as well as my physical being.
How sure are you of that?
I'm 100% sure of that.
And all I get is the number 8. Where's the snow? I told my psychic I wanted to know if I was going to win the lottery, and she asked me for the numbers. The death card keeps showing up in this deck. Maybe I should get a reflector on my scooter. I keep dreaming about frogs leaping into my bed. This book says I'm just horny. Having a bad day at the Wheel of Fortune? KarmaCast has answers. Check out KarmaCast.com for show listings and times. KarmaCast.com is a division of Mayhem Media.
Do you feel like there's something happening in your home or business? Something you can't explain? Do you think that whatever is happening seems to be paranormal? Do they exist? Florida Ghost Hunters at FloridaGhostHunters.com are looking for haunted locations throughout Central Florida. Let the team at Florida Ghost Hunters investigate your paranormal experience. Their mission is to disprove a haunting with science, to find a reasonable explanation to a problem, and whatever is left becomes evidence. FloridaGhostHunters.com. If you've experienced paranormal activity in your home or business, you are urged to visit FloridaGhostHunters.com and click Need Help. FloridaGhostHunters.com.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
Toilet's fixed.
Yay!
So we're putting everything on hold so we can go. I'll go to the lavatory. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry, it sounds like you carried the show very well for the last hour. I appreciate it, Doug. I stepped in a couple times.
Don't touch me.
Yeah, I haven't washed my... Well, it's just the tank water. How bad can
it
be?
I know, that's not bad.
But sorry about that. Yeah, the toilet's fixed now. I don't know what the hell happened. Like I said before, I got back from...
I know, you were noticeably absent from the OBE discussion, but that's okay, because you can listen
Which bums me out, because I want to talk about that. So
David was absolutely fascinating, and
yeah.
I can clue you in, but...
Did you see the pipes rattle when I turned the water on?
I'm like, oh my gosh, what is that? I even stopped the show. I'm like, Bonnie!
I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh, what was that? And
I told him to keep going.
Keep going.
Well, you know, this is the old piping
that's
here.
Keep going.
The Haunted Winery has this creaky old piping here, you know, and when you turn it off, it don't like it. It gets matching, it starts to shake. What do we got going on here next, Doug?
Well, next, of course, we have our good buddy Richard Klotsch from
Ghost2Ghost.org.
And I don't think you even need an introduction. I mean, I think everybody is on Ghost2Ghost.org. We've even got it right on our homepage.
Yeah, we do.
So, Richard, welcome to Ghostly Talk.
Welcome to see you guys. I'm happy to see you guys.
Excellent.
Good talk to you.
It's good, yeah, it's good to have you back on. It's been a very, very long time.
Too long.
On the show, man.
One of your EVPs is, and the thing is, I don't think I actually have it, but one of the EVPs we played from you, I believe it was your a show that we did with you, was you guys were in, I believe, now, I could be wrong. Because
the Mission Inn. I know you liked that one when I was on, yeah.
Is this so?
Yeah, it's weird. And really strange. He's still talking about that.
I can't.
We're still milking EVPs we got 4 years
yes,
ago, Richard.
We're
how much we
own,
suck.
Yes.
We
get,
some of the older ones are actually the better ones.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's true. I remember
back in the day when we got rid of EVPs.
Back in the day when EVPs were really meaningful.
That particular EVP was taken at the Mission Inn. It's a historical landmark here in Riverside, California, and it kind of looks like a mission, but it's basically a hotel that was built back in the 30s.
Right.
And that was taken from the music room. We were walking down to the music room, which is closed off to the public.
And you guys had, like, peeked in the door real quick. Nothing was going on. It didn't look like anything was happening. It was all dark.
Right.
It was, like, sort of boring, actually. And so you just continued on. Later on, you listened to the tape, and it sounded like all heck was breaking loose.
Yeah, there was a lot of voices, little high-pitched voices. Some sounded kind of old English or turn of the last century. Sounding, and it really was weird. Nobody was really talking, and nobody was saying anything.
But it still is. It boggles my mind. I mean, since then, obviously, I've been in situations where I've had the an unbelievable opportunity to go to what's called the Whispers Estate here. It's in southern Indiana, and a lot of people, you know, are debating whether or not it's real or if it's hoax or blah, 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 that kind of thing. But I know what I experienced, and what I experienced was I heard a little girl screaming from upstairs, and I heard it with my own ears, and I caught it on tape, and on digitape or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was... So I've had experiences on my own ever since, but that particular EVP, and then another one from the Florida Ghost Hunter Society, or... I can't remember his name, but they had a show called It was very similar to Ghostly Talk, but it was called... And not the show, but the name. It was also a GT.
Yeah.
Anyway, well,
they wrong everybody's names.
they had brought us something that was... It sounded like a drawbridge was being raised or lowered, and then people were talking in French or something from something down there in Florida. And those are two EVPs that I've played on the show that have affected me in one way or another. Yours, and then the one from Florida. And even despite all the experiences that I've had, you know, independently of those have affected me. So
yeah, I was in Rome in November, and Barcelona, and you get EVPs there too, and they're a little bit different. They're in foreign languages and stuff, and you hear really weird stuff. And I was down in, the year before that, I was down in the Caribbean and some old ports, and I'm trying to think what it was, Nassau, and old English accents, you know, they're everywhere, really. You know.
Wow, it's like, have Olympus Digital Recorder Will Travel?
I still use analog.
Excellent.
Because I can save the tapes and stuff. But,
and that's a great idea. Because I can't tell you how many people, including, as a matter of fact, a friend of ours, Sean Burris, the Ghost Man on the Ghost Man Demon Hunter show, he just went through a laptop. I mean, he had a laptop. And it completely crashed. I mean, it became unusable, so he had to replace it.
Yeah.
What do you do with all of those digital files that you kept on your laptop and did not back up? You lose them.
That's why I keep tape.
With tape, you can always re-record your tape if you lose
the digital file. Yeah, and I get, you know, people will say, you know, that's fake, this is not real. And I say, well, here's the tape. You know, look at it yourself. Tell me what you hear. Maybe it's not what I hear or not what I'm recording, and... You know, you can analyze and do what you want. So that's one of the reasons I keep tapes, too.
Which is amazing. What's going on with ghost2ghost.org?
I've kind of, like, shrunk the group mainly to... I don't know if you... I said something about talking about groups and stuff. For some reason, ghost groups kind of, like, invite people like vampires and that type of people that like that stuff, and I every time I have a large group, I get that type of people that are, you know, into all kinds of things rather than ghost hunting or EVP. So I've kind of like shrunk the group, and I have just, you know, like half dozen close friends that were going to mostly historical places and houses, not so much cemeteries.
Well, okay, then you've done both sides of it, right? You've done the big group where you're taking everybody, and you've done the... I'm hearing an echo, by the way. This is very difficult on me.
I know.
Oh, thank you for clearing that up.
That's how I feel every time I talk to you on that stupid device you use.
I don't use that hardly ever.
No, there's no echo anymore. I think we're good.
Thank you.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
That sounds better.
So you've done both. You've done the big groups, the, you know, the public outings. You've hosted, of course, ghost2ghost.org forever, and it's super popular. But, and then you've done the small, intimate, like group of friends kind of thing, where.
Which I prefer.
And so, what are the benefits? I mean, because I can see benefits in both, Richard. I see if you've got a huge group, you've got all those resources, the resources of all those people. Someone might know someone who might know someone who can get you in somewhere, or you know, someone might have a camera that's just like the latest, greatest, ultra megapixel, et cetera. You know, so you've got resources with the huge group. With the smaller, more intimate group, you know everybody's capabilities, you know everybody's what they're good at, you just know a lot more going in. What are the advantages, disadvantages that I don't usually see?
I don't, you know, big groups are fine. The problem is I spend most of my time training people. And, you know, they hang out for 2 or 3 weeks and then they take off and they start their own group, and then two or three more people come in and they end up training them and they take off. You know, it just, I love to share. But they show up, they really don't. I mean, I've been doing this a long time, so you have. You guys both have been doing it for a long time.
That's why we don't have a group.
That's why we're not in a group.
You guys have always had a small group.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, we learned years ago, I know it's my preference, I know it's Doug's preference. We're not group kind of people, we have our contingent. Doug coined it, and I love that term.
Yeah,
we have the Ghostly Talk contingent.
We do have a contingent.
I don't even know if it was Doug that coined it. I think it might have been Troy Taylor.
It might have been Troy Taylor. The Ghostly Talk contingent.
But we have our little crew.
We have a little crew of friends, but we don't have an actual group anymore. We gave up on that years ago, but... One of the advantages of being Ghostly Talk is that, you know, a lot of different groups have heard us, and they're like, hey, if you want to come out,
yeah, we go on Ghost Talk with them, so it's a lot of fun to freelance
So we get to freelance a little bit, and
we get invited. You know, I get invited. There's always groups inviting me to come with them because I'm kind of like a little good with EVP.
Right.
Analyzing them. So I get invited a lot of times to just somebody doing a house hawing of some sort, and they'll ask me to come with them. And I do invite other people, other groups that have been around a while. It just, you know, I get, you know, a lot of people come, they're all high, they're low, they're drunk, you know, and they show up to the big gathering, and I get 20 people or 30 people. I've had as many as 35 people show up at one time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot to handle, and I've kind of pulled way back, you know, back from that, and just I'm just merely interested in doing some of the historical places and staying, you know, a small group. As it is such now.
So people are showing up high and drunk, Richard?
Oh,
California.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
California, they're between acting gigs.
Apparently that happens here, too.
Does it happen here?
I'm sure it happens a lot of places.
Didn't they think that you and Scott B. were drinking in the car before?
That little rumor that got started years and years ago.
Which was hilarious.
That was the story that one psycho person... I hope he's hearing it right now, too, because he is a psycho.
Scott does not touch anything.
The man I played in a band with for 4 years has never touched alcohol, never will
exactly.
touch alcohol. But, yeah, I mean, those things pop up, but I know there are people that actually do that kind of stuff, Richard.
I'm not a prude. I mean, I have an occasional drink, you know, that's fine. But not when I go out, you know.
Not when
you go dark out. Sometimes, you're going to get hurt, and it's just not a good thing to do.
No,
and I feel responsible for these people. You know, because they're showing it to my group, and I have to watch after them, and just a big, you know, I get hand holding is a little bit too much sometimes. So that's hard to size people.
Right, you shouldn't have to do that. You've got other things to other fish to fry while you're there at the
Absolutely.
On a ghost hunt. You've got
that's right.
Well, you know, we mentioned earlier, you know, when we talked to Gene about ghost. Mansfield.
Yes.
Ghosts.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, no.
thanks for talking about that on the show, Doug.
Ghost.
Yeah. No. You know, we are going to Mansfield next weekend with Gene Lafferty's group, and it's a huge place, Richard. But he's only bringing 30 people into this. Now, if you have been to this place before, it's gigantic, right?
Right.
And 30 people on there is like it's like nothing. I mean, there's no one.
Right.
That's a nice small group.
The very
you know?
First time we went, they were limiting the attendance to 50 people. Well, 50 people plus the guides. You know,
so
because
the 30 people, are they trained? Do they know what they're doing? Do they know what to watch for?
As far as I know, all these people that are coming, they're all from different ghost hunting groups, so they
okay,
do understand protocol.
How would you like to have 30 newbies show up?
Well, yeah, that's what that. There you go.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
If you know what you're doing, anybody's welcome. You know, they can come visit us for the evening. I have no problem with that. It's just the newbie. Not that I dislike newbies. It's just I don't. That size, I've got to stay away from. Just too big.
It's still an interesting trend we've been seeing here because we're not bringing it up anymore. And again, it isn't. We love to see new people come into the community, but there is this contingent now where people.
Well, I wonder if it's because of media and because.
Well,
of
I wonder. What do you mean popular? Wonder?
Well, I mean,
Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah. There's all these shows that people get excited, and like you said, one or two.
We've literally like beaten this horse to death, and then we burned it, then we beat out the fire, and then we buried it, and then we
resurrected
yeah,
it,
and we burned it again,
dug it up, burned
you know?
It again.
But it's been coming up a lot. Though. With guests though, Richard, and we're not trying to
yeah.
No, we're just saying
up.
That we yeah. This is definitely a.
Did you want to talk about what it takes to run websites for groups or maybe some?
Well, there
sure,
yeah.
That's the thing, Richard. Richard, here we go. You are you're the expert on this because you've run
I'm not an expert on anything.
Fabulous.
I learned the hard way how to do this stuff.
You've learned the hard way how to do this stuff. Here's what it is.
Well,
anybody who can make a MySpace profile seems to be able to have a ghost hunting group now, right? It's not like that in reality. You set up some wildly successful sites, and what does it really take?
Well, if you're just a small group, you know, a handful, four or five people, and you want to grow something big, and you don't know darn thing about doing any websites, then I suggest use a product called meetup.com. It does a couple things. It creates a site that people can come and look at your EVP, your photos and such. But what it does is it allows your group to grow really rapid because you put in your zip code as your site. You'll put in maybe the word search word ghost or EVP or paranormal. And everybody in that area that's interested in that genre with that zip code or something similar to it, or close to it, a few miles, will be drawn right to your site. And they say, hey, these guys are cool. I like these pitches. I like these EVPs. I think I'd like to join this group.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably the easiest way for a new group to get together. Well, if you want something larger, like your own website and your own EVPs, then it becomes, you have to have a hosting company, you have to learn PHP, you have to learn hypertext markup language, and it becomes much, much, much more drawn out.
Yeah, if you're a couple of dorks like Doug and myself, that's no problem, but not everybody, no, seriously, not everybody
it's
knows
true. We have a hosting company, and we've learned PHP and that hypertext.
We've learned all this stuff, even and before Ghostly Talk.
We did
but it isn't something that everybody knows, and it can be, the biggest problem we have, that we've heard, I think, with people out there who are trying to do, put together a website for their ghost hunting group, or most notably people who have other radio shows now that come and to ask us for stuff, and we're like, well, just get your own hosting, do it all on your own, right? God, why would you let anybody else control it? But it's cheaper.
It is much cheaper.
It is.
But it's not easier.
It's not easier, and I think I think it may cost more money too in some situations because you house as much data as we do on our site.
As a matter of fact, our disks are within a gigabyte of being fully gone.
Yeah,
way.
There
need
you go.
To talk about that.
Well, how big of a site are you allowed to put on?
I think
online? How many gigs?
We have an 80 gig hard drive, I believe. Is it 80 or 120?
I think it's 120.
It might be 120 gig hard drive, and some of it, of course, is for the operating system, and some of it is for the site, and some of it is for the.
But the majority of it is audio.
But the majority of it is our archive.
Yeah, streaming really sucks. Bandwidth.
Yes, it does. But see, we don't pay for bandwidth. We're hooked into a 10 megabit per second port. It's standard 10 base T, not the 100 base T or the fast Ethernet. But it's a 10 megabit per second port to the internet, and it's not limited. It's just that's the max.
So you're running a dedicated server.
It's a dedicated server. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, in that situation, we tell people that we got all this data up on the server ourselves. We did it all on our own. Do it all on yourself. Don't depend on anybody. And they're like, I can't afford that.
Right.
And I don't, and I have to stop and go,
Well, we can't afford it either, except for this deal that we got. We got in, just
over
the
wire. Yeah, we got lucky, and everybody's lucky
They quit offering the unmetered bandwidth package. They don't have that anymore.
Well, we do know people, Richard, who do use meetup.com. Well, a couple of our field reporters have mentioned
that. Yes, as a matter of fact.
So that is a good tool out there, I think, that people can use. What else would you have to offer people out there to help them out?
Well, Google Groups, it's basically free, does the same as Meetup, doesn't get as much visibility. I notice about, and I keep pushing back Meetup, what's good about Meetup, it really, really, on search engines, no matter if you type just, if you've got a message on Meetup, it goes in there and it drills down. And if somebody says something like, say there was a haunted, like Whaley House in San Diego, if you typed it in one of your messages, it'll find it, and it'll get up on Google. That's why I like Meetup. There's Yahoo, there's Google, there's a little three. Meetup's $72 for 6 months.
Oh, that's interesting. To host a site.
It's their site. They provide a message base. They provide you a place to have audio downloading. They have provide a place for a gallery. It's all built up. You just click and you're basically done.
Well, people, and this is news to me. I mean, like I said, we've always just kind of had our own thing.
I have to.
But, it's like there are a lot of tools out there people can use besides Satan's website that I always like to call it. Do you think that is a good tool, though? And I'll say it out loud, MySpace. The MySpace and the Friendsters and the Facebook stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think these are good tools also?
To be honest, I don't know. MySpace is good. It is. It is good. The only problem is there are some people out there that don't want to be known that they're interested in this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, stay away from MySpace. I work for a large Fortune 500 company that when we go to look at hiring somebody, we're looking at MySpace. We check. And the person maybe looks straight-laced in front of us, but they're into some really weird stuff sometimes. And
you guys are actually doing that?
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that.
We've been hearing that a lot, that's been happening more and more with employers.
That's absolutely true.
Well, God, I better pull off that naked chick off my Satan's website
page. That's probably okay. I've seen some really strange people.
No, mine's pretty lame, actually.
Yeah, I think mine's pretty lame.
No, I mean,
I think,
yeah, Night Sense is fine, okay? And most of the ghost groups I have on MySpace page, too, and that's cool, but, yeah.
I don't know, if they did a search for my name, they'd come up with, like, all kinds of stuff. It would be, like, really, really creepy. I mean, the general Google search is like, oh, my gosh, he's in everything from C programming to ghosts.
yeah, don't hire him.
He's a wacko.
But a lot of these sites, again, yeah, you're in this field. A lot of these sites, though, regardless of what they may be, what their name is and stuff like that, as far as getting your name out and get, you know, I think what the purpose that you're seeing here, that you're sending out, with these, you know, like with meetup.com and these types of sites, is to get out there and go out and do some ghost hunting and actually do some work. Am I correct,
yeah,
Richard? I mean, that's what the goal is of that. You know, what I think, I've seen a lot of ghost hunting websites. We've seen, there's lots of them. There's tons of them now. There's thousands of them now. Hundreds of thousands,
yeah,
actually. You know, and I've always asked people, you know, what's the purpose of building a website for your ghost hunting group? You know, I always like to know what their ideas are and things like that. Is it to get more members? Is it to find out places? Is it to showcase the evidence you may have gotten? You know, with meetup and stuff like that, it seems like it's more of a networking type thing where people, where you get people in there. You know, you maybe meet up, like you meet up. That's why it's called meetup.
Right, and you get to talk
my,
to
my
other
thing,
people.
My sole purpose of really the website is to share what we find. And share ideas, you know, mm-hmm, between groups, between people. I get people from, you know, England, Australia, and Spain, and different places around the world. Don't ask me how they found me, but they do. They call. You know, they may not call that much, or, you know, log on that much, but they share stuff, share ideas, and it's interesting.
And that's
if you're looking to get higher up on Google, one of the best ways to do it is to get links to your site. I've got a lot of site links. On our site, we have, you know, a banner share where you can, you know, just like on your site, if you, you know, say, I'd like to exchange, you know, links to, mm-hmm, to you, and, you know, and the, so I'll reciprocate, and once you get networking back and forth or join a web ring of some sort, then your numbers will come up on Google and you'll be found more if you're looking for that.
Yeah, and that's
true.
That's how the, and that's, you know, again, it's to get out there and meet with people that are, you know, and there's tons of resources out there. And Richard named a few that, you know, there's the I Am Haunteds and stuff like that too that are out there people can network on. You know, and I think the purpose people should look at this, because we're going to go to break here in a second.
Yeah.
Should keep the primary focus is because you want to go out and meet up with these people and go ghost hunting with them.
Yeah, eventually
number
you
one.
Gotta
number
you,
one.
You want to actually.
What did
go
we
ghost
do
hunting
back in like 1823?
Oh, we ghost hunted first.
Yeah,
and then we're like, hey, I wonder if there's other people who do this.
Well, yeah,
and
yeah, and that's
turns
we
out there were.
Yeah, we went out there on Yahoo.
Yeah, we did.
And
that's how we met.
Yeah, that's how we got together, and you know this. And now we're doing this thing now. But why don't we take a quick break? We got a bunch of other stuff we're
going
to talk about.
Let's talk about actually going ghost hunting, because one of the things that Richard's good at is going ghost hunting.
He's very good at that.
Yes. So we'll talk about that after this. So we're going to have independent music coming up, of course, on the break. I love to expose folks to independent music and independent art of all kinds, but of course on a talk show, independent music sort of fits the bill, you know, audio. So Richard, hang through this, and we will be back with more from Richard Klontz of Ghost, the number 2 ghost.org, which already
old friend of ours
already should be in your favorites anyway.
Would you like to listen to Ghostly Talk live on your cell phone? Perhaps you have a comment for us or our guests. All you have to do is dial 605-475-8590. When asked for the conference code, dial 555-1081, followed by the pound sign.
The American Ghost Society's 12th Annual Haunted American Conference will be held June 20th and 21st in Decatur, Illinois.
Hosted by Troy Taylor at the Haunt at Lincoln Theater.
Speakers include Patrick Burns, Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and Keith Age.
Also, Linda Adams, Luke Kalbarski, Dale Kaczmarek, Stephen LeChant, and psychic Ken Bird.
Don't miss this two-day event for special investigations and tours sold on a first-come, first-served basis.
To register, guys, go to www.prairieghost.com/conference.html or just call 1-888-446-7859.
Broadcasting live from this event will be the Ghostly Talk radio crew and Nathan S. and Sean B. from the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show.
witness a special live performance on the Lincoln stage from Spectrum Men, the Atlanta horror punk band made up of real-life ghost hunters.
Admission remains the same as 1997, $50 per person.
It's the 12th Annual Haunted America Conference in Decatur, Illinois, with Troy Taylor. Register now.
Hey, it's Wolfman Mac. Wolfman Mac's Nightmare Cinema. We're hanging out at the Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, with the good folks from Ghostly Talk. Ooh, this place is creepy, man, but nowhere near as creepy as Wolfman Mac's Nightmare Cinema. It's a haunted drive-in, babies. And you know what we do there? We host classic B-horror and sci-fi movies, just like the ones you grew up with when you was a kid. And it's at Wolfman Mac's Nightmare Cinema right now, hosting on public access TV all over Metro Detroit. But guess what, kiddies? It's coming to you, and all you got to do is have a computer. Just go to Wolfman Max Nightmare Cinema. It's nightmarecinema.com. We'll be broadcasting the show real soon, right from the website. Stay tuned. It's Wolfman Mac, Nightmare Cinema. Bye!
Oh, objective is to kill men, to kill mankind.
The goal of the demonic is death. Plain and simple, it is death.
All of a sudden, he gets slapped in the face and he flies against the wall. And Hanford disappears off the face.
It's really scary here. Everything about it is scary. To work in this field, our face is scary.
This is
a war that we're fighting.
What we're talking about does not think in human terms. It is from another time and place.
Humanology Today. Class is now in session.
Dietrich, Janet Deal, Alan Glassell, and Deborah Johnson.
Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. Central, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, only on the I Am Haunted Radio Network.
This is Ghostly Talk.
So we're
just stepping on the other board as we speak.
Are we back to normal? Off to our right, or off to my right?
Oh yeah, the haunted winery.
Winery.
The rest of the show is yours, guys.
Yes, I understand.
Pretty cooked right now. We're fine.
We're fine over there, and over there is being handled.
Yeah, fires are being put out as we speak.
Yeah, we did that last weekend.
It was just in your bedroom.
Okay. Yeah, it's just that one. You didn't find it. We swept it under the bed as best we could.
Oh, you mean the ashtray that was sitting on top of the counter? You know, and the funny thing about that, Richard,
We got caught.
Sorry, Richard, I got to mention this. You know, when I was listening on my headset last week when I was in Florida,
no.
I heard chipping in the background. I'm like, that sounds like a lighter. And I wasn't going to say anything on the air, you know, but I'm like, are they smoking in the studio? They're not supposed to smoke in the studio. It's like a huge no-no.
When the cat's away.
So you guys were flaring up right in here.
It was terrible.
I see you guys cleaned the ashes up really good.
We tried, but yeah, they were probably, I think there's one there.
We're talking to Richard Klunch of ghosttoghost.org. It's been a long time. Well,
and I'm in trouble.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm giving you guys a pass on that, seeing that we blew a board up last
time. I did blow up a board first.
So I can handle that. Richard, it's good to have you back on the show. It's been, God, how when's the last time we talked to Richard? Like 2003?
It had to have been 4 years. Yeah, it had to have been 3 years ago?
Something like that.
It was a long time. Ago, yeah.
It's been a very long time, and you know, a lot of the work, like you said, as far as EVP is concerned, I was stepping back and forth. You mentioned a thing called hidden treasure in EVP.
Oh yeah, you've been through the Whaley House, correct?
The Whaley House. It's for some reason your cell signal now is breaking up.
Yeah, we're losing.
It wasn't doing that before.
Why don't you do that?
How can he do that? Oh, he's on a regular. Okay.
You there?
Hello? Is it there?
Well, that's interesting because that phone has a deeper, more
sinister sound.
Yes.
Okay. I'll be sinister for the rest of the show then.
What the heck is that?
It's really weird because it's digitizing all of a sudden.
Talk now, Richard.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's like bouncing kind of back and forth now.
I don't
you
get
want
it.
To call me back?
Let me...
I'll
talk
to someone
in
the
morning.
I'm here
today. Yeah,
yeah,
hang
we're
on.
Call you
we're going to
okay,
call you back.
Right back.
Yeah, we'll call you right back.
Because it didn't do that before the
movie. Well, you know, it wouldn't be a show unless something broke, so.
Well, yeah.
Let's when call him back.
When it drops, I will go over and redial Richard. Yeah, because...
Richard did mention this, and we're gonna bring him back on here in a second, as soon as the phone resets. He mentioned hidden treasure in EVP, right?
And that's the thing, is I've heard of people in the past, they would they would ask leading... Or not leading questions, but they would ask questions as far as...
Call it. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, but it still says call in progress. I didn't call it. It just sort of happened. What if I just remove it?
Go ahead and see if it blows it up.
All right. We might drop everything at this point. That'd be fun. And, okay.
All right, let's try it now.
We're back to normal. As normal as it gets, anyway. Mm. Now we will invite him and see what happens.
But no, yeah.
I've heard people asking unique questions, or people would come up with interesting questions, and one of them is questions about.
It didn't work, Doug. You have to invite. It didn't work.
Well, that's really odd because I did click on it. Okay. There.
There we go. All right.
So and they would ask questions like, you know, where's the insurance policy? Where's the will? Where's the, you know, and ask things like that. Well, hello there.
Richard.
I'm on a landline now through that mobile.
Are we uploading or downloading something
no,
on the other
we're not
computer?
Doing anything at all. We're not doing anything at all.
Do you think it might be weather-related?
I don't know. Richard,
okay,
you still...
Yeah.
No, Richard, we do hear you. You're in the conference, but what happens is it sounds... You know what? Why don't we drop the phone lines? And I know that there's people listening on the phone lines, but unfortunately we're going to have to drop you guys because we're running into some issues. I imagine it's weather related. So people from the phone lines, sorry, we're going to have to drop you in order to finish the rest of the show. But next week, call in and listen. And they'll be going. Now, Richard, can you say something? I want to hear how it sounds.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
It's much clearer.
Yeah,
I'm
directly right at the wall. There's nothing going on.
Right, which means we're limited by our bandwidth at the point.
It sounds better now.
But it sounds much better now that I dropped the other call. So I apologize, Richard, for that technical stuff. But yeah, so ghost hunting and finding treasure. I've heard people through and design questions to try and find. I have a feeling that that's one of the things, you know, like where's the will, where's the insurance policy, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's one of the things, but also other verifiable information.
I'm wondering if that's what is that what you mean, Richard? As
well,
far
it was kind of weird. I was at the Whaley House in San Diego, and there's this old town area, which is it's like the old county seat of San Diego. Where all the government was back in the 1700s, 1800s. And I was at this fort, and I was by myself. I had a friend that was on the other side of the fort, and I'm recording, and you know, wasn't really talking. And it spent, you know, a good amount of time there. And when I got home, I had listened to the tape, and there was a little girl on there. I'm sorry, there was a man on there. And he says, he's talking to a woman. I hear a woman's voice on the EVP. Should we tell him about the hidden treasure, the secret? And I go, that was interesting, you know, and then I went back to the spot, you know, about 5, 6 months later, and I said, you know, minus Richard, if, you know, I was to hear a man offer to tell me a secret, a hidden treasure of some sort, if there's something you want to tell me, please tell me if I can help. In some way, you know, please tell him that. You know, and I said it's like half a dozen times, different places, by myself again. And I'm back home, and on the recorder, I got this nutty little girl, probably about 8 or 9, saying, I'm not going to tell you that secret. And followed by the, a woman saying, hidden platinum crowns. And later on, somebody said, you know, grandfather, he can hear it, he can hear us. And basically I walked around the fort area, and apparently there's 12 platinum crowns buried in this fire pit. But it's a state park, and I'm not going to give up.
Wow. Well,
yeah, it's kind of weird. So I did take back a metal detector, and there's something in one of the Adobe bricks. So, you know.
Richard, we're still getting some bounce in the phone line. We have a backup number for you we can call, correct?
Yeah, myself.
Why don't we try doing that? Because yeah, it's really garbly.
All
it's
right,
killing
us.
Okay.
Okay.
Give us about 2 seconds. We're gonna bring you back on.
Yeah,
well, you know, it's funny that you know. Hey, Richard, it's Scott.
Yes.
The irony is that usually it's the cell phone that's breaking and giving you. But you sound pretty good now. Come, let's hear you again.
1, 2, 3.
Absolutely crystal clear.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. Crystal clear.
Well, we only have a few minutes. We can finish it up.
Yeah, no problem.
But you said 12 platinum crowns.
Well, crowns, yeah. Crowns was what money was used back in the 1700s, probably British crowns. And this place was a fort that was built by Britain back in the late 1700s. You know, most people, you know, there wasn't a lot of banks, and they would hide stuff, and you know, they would bury their, you know, their money or whatever, and they put it in a brick and, you know, walled it up.
That's really interesting, because you sort of like over time, And they seemed surprised that you would talk about, you know, is there a secret, you know, because you did this over what, 6, 7, or 8 trips back to the place.
It was three trips.
Okay, 3 trips. And yeah. and each time you know you would refer back to the previous trip and what you had heard on the tape, and then they seemed surprised. Oh, he can hear us, but we're not going to tell him, and then the third trip they finally gave it up and mentioned it, which is fascinating because it's sort of like a repertoire, or whatever, or a rapport. I mean, not a repertoire, a rapport that you built with them. Although it was sort of, angst ridden. I mean, it wasn't obviously, oh, here, that's our living friend. It was more like, we're not going to tell. It was a little a tenacious rapport. But you developed a rapport over time with these voices on tape, and learned a secret, and then you were able to at least find out that there's something metal in a brick, and could it be
something involved up there? Yes. Yeah.
That's fascinating. I mean, that sounds like extremely compelling to me.
Mm-hmm.
What could shoot a hole in that story? I mean, other than tearing the brick apart and not finding golden crowns or platinum crowns.
I'm not going to do that because it's a state park. Take me to jail real quick on that one.
Oh yeah, that would be really bad. But
well, there's places that we visit a lot, and they don't know me by name. My friends might by name. Won't have an EVP. How you been? Welcome back. Good to see you, Richard. Richard, talk to us, that kind of stuff. It's been a while. I get that a lot. I'm sure
I don't even get that. I don't get that from real people, man.
Well, yeah.
Wow, you're a happening guy, Richard.
That's not bad.
You also do a lot of investigations, like home investigations and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Some friends of ours, they actually do. You mentioned MPI earlier.
Metro Paranormal, yeah.
They actually have an attorney. And he's not like their. He wasn't hired as their attorney, but he happens to be interested in the paranormal. But during the day, he's an attorney, right? But he does offer them legal advice and stuff on certain things they're doing. We've discussed this a lot with Kevin.
Right.
I'm wondering. There are legal issues of private investigations, and many issues related to the investigation as far as legality is concerned. Would you care to elaborate? I'd like to hear what you have to say about some of these things.
Well, okay. On my site, if anybody wants, there's some release forms. They're free. It's under free forms.
Okay.
I haven't filled them out. I mean, as a group, you cannot share what you find with the public unless you get written consent from whoever's you're sharing it, where it came from.
Yeah.
Some people don't want that out there. They don't want to know their house is haunted. They want maybe something's going on. They want to share it. So there's legal obligations that you have to abide by. There are forms there, and I don't go anywhere unless I get a release from somebody. Most of the time, when I first started this, I didn't think much of psychics and such, but over the years, I truly believe that some people have certain powers that I don't have. Usually when I have an investigation of the house, I'll have one of my psychic friends, I've got a couple of them, I'll say, please call this person, whether it's in state or out of state, and see if they're crazy, or if they really have, 8 times out of 10 they're crazy, by the way, see if they do need help, and, she'll say, yeah, they need help, yeah, they're in the area. Yeah, we should go over and help them out.
Mm-hmm.
But I really rely on her to do that type of thing. So, but yeah, you got to be really careful in legalities. And again, there's free forms if somebody wants them. Just download them. Just change our name to your name, and away you go.
Yeah, and I do find it kind of disturbing that, see, I'm still not into the whole business end of this stuff.
Me either.
But I respect it. Believe me, Richard, I really do. But it's like
I can predict it because people have sued over less invasive things. The coffee's too hot.
Well,
I want $80 million. Well, that's just silly. That's absolutely silly. And that's to me, that would have been a frivolous lawsuit. Had I been sitting on that bench, I'd have been like, okay, it's coffee. It's hot, okay? I'm sorry, get out of my courtroom.
No, this is
You're wasting everybody's time.
Mm-hmm.
But if it were somebody who, was having some, or thought they were having some issues, and then invited a group of people into their home, mm-hmm. and then something arose, I don't know, I'm not going to predict you know, bad behavior on either party's part. But,
yeah.
But you know, I might actually listen to that particular case, and it, you know, may or may not have merit. I don't
well,
know.
Well, if the group, Richard, and this is, I guess this would be a good example of negligence.
Yeah.
If the group comes in there, this person legitimately has mental issues, right? The group
yeah.
comes in there and checks the house out. Whether or not they recognize this person may have mental issues is beside the point, but they go, oh, man, you know, we got this picture. This house is definitely haunted. And then basically, you know, it shoots this person over the edge, so to say, because it could.
Yeah.
It could. Doug and I have always said, you know, when we went to the few private residences we do, because I don't like doing them too much anymore, I've always said, you know, look, we're going to take pictures, we're going to take audio here. Is this something that you can handle? Can you handle this if we say, hey, look, we got something interesting here? We're going to show you what we got either way.
We've had somebody say, you know what, I really don't want to know.
Well, she said at first that she was, like, totally cool with it, but then a couple days later she thought it over and said,
you know what, as much as I'd like to see this evidence that you may or may not get, I don't even know if you're going to get any, I'd rather not. I'd rather not know that.
I've had it where they just want to know if they're not crazy. You know,
right.
they're seeing something float through the house tonight, and they just want somebody from the outside to say, you're not crazy. And that's fine. You know, maybe that's all they want. You know, you may call them back in a couple of days and say, yes, I have EVP. Yes, this was said. We have this on photos. We can share them with you or don't. I've had a lady says, I just need to know that I wasn't nuts. Before I go into a house, we do a telephone interview. It's quite extensive. We want to know their background. You know, we do some research on the house, the historical, you know, maybe somebody died in the house. Was this person taking drugs? Was this person an alcoholic? Was it abuse? I mean, there's a big list of things we'll go through on the telephone before you even step onto the property.
Mm-hmm.
And usually you can tell somebody's crazy on phone, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, and if you go through all these checks and balances and you do all these things, you know, if it was, and this is a very slim chance, if you were to go to court or something like this and you had this documentation to prove, look, this is everything we went through with this person to screen them and make sure that they, you know, they didn't have issues and that we were being as responsible as we could about this project, it will help you out. My thing about earlier was, you know, if there wasn't any negligence from the ghost hunting group's part, where if they were responsible for this person actually, like, really, you know, they may have had issues before, but then now they're in this house, they have mental issues, and then you go in there and say, yeah, you got ghosts all over the place here, man.
Which, I've heard ghost hunting groups say that.
Yeah, boy, this place is just infested with ghosts. That could send someone over the edge, Richard, I think.
Yeah, again, you could come and tell me that, and I'd say, oh, that's great, thanks, I'll get rid of it.
Well, yeah.
But most people will have issues. I've had people say, how do I get rid of a ghost? And I won't tell them, you know, how they want me to come there and get rid of a ghost. And I'll never say that I'll go do that. But I said, if my house was haunted, and if I was having these issues you're having, this is what I would do personally.
Yeah.
Tell them you want to do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not into that. I don't want to get asked that a lot. But you know, if there's a reasonable person that needs some reasonable help, we've done it more than once, and I've really had no problem as long as you get the release consent. The release consent. You know, and they have to be of legal age and all like that.
And those can be downloaded at ghost2ghost.org, your website, Richard.
Yeah, this has free forms. There's an interview form. There's a release form. There's all kinds of forms up there. You just click on them and download them, change the name of Ghost to Ghost, put your name in there. Away you go.
Yeah.
And
that's a great resource for people to have out there with teams that are starting up. And Richard's there to help. Richard's been around for a very long time, people. Definitely check out his website. I think what time we got, Doug?
As a matter of fact, we have about 1 minute left because by the time we play the 2 minute exit,
yeah, we're gonna get
it will be
line,
right up there against 9 o'clock.
Nathan, Sean. Yeah. Well, Richard, anything else? Future.
Yeah,
what's going on with
Ghost to Ghost and your group in the future?
In the future. Just more of the same. You know, I actually was, you know, you've seen Frank's Box, right?
Yeah.
Have
you guys got to use Frank's Box yet?
Yeah, a couple of them.
That's really what, I haven't done it yet. That's my intention here over the next 4 or 5 weeks is build Frank's Box and and give that a try. See what happens.
I want to know what you think of it.
Yeah, what do you think about the French?
I want to know what you think of it. Well, maybe he'll reserve. You can reserve judgment.
I can't
or?
Form any opinion until I try it. I mean, I love gadgets. I try this and that, and if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
After you try it, I want to hear from you. I want to know what you think
okay.
because it's actually sort of controversial, but some people are absolutely for it. Some people are like, I don't know. And some people are like, oh, it's just radio waves. So
yeah,
it's like all over the map. I'd like to hear what your
well,
thoughts
I'm
are.
I'm going to go the Radio Shack route. I'm going to do the Radio
Excellent.
Shack one. I was up on YouTube, and there's like a portable Frank's box. And give it a try. It's supposed to be much like, I can't try. I'm drawing a blank on the name of the back in the 80s that did the two-way. Oh, well.
Oh, like
but,
the Spiricom
yeah,
kind of thing. Yeah, Spiricom.
Spiricom,
kind of thing.
Exactly. Yes, I was saying, yeah.
It'll be interesting. Hey, this is it. We've got to close
yeah,
the show.
Richard,
you know
hang
what?
On the line. Don't leave us just yet.
Thank you, Richard, so much. But don't hang up yet.
Very good talking to you.
Yeah, good to have you back out again, Richard.
Thank you. The website is ghosttoghost.org, of course. And I'd like to thank Richard for coming on. I have to thank David A. Warner from www.invisiblelight.us. Fascinating. I mean, I hardly talked. I was on the edge of my seat. Out-of-body experiences are one of my things. And, of course, Gene Lafferty, who we will see this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
At www.bsphi.com. All those links are up at our website at www.ghostlytalk.com. And I want to thank each and every one of you for listening, whether you listened on the air or if you listened through the podcast or if you downloaded the show from ghostlytalk.com. Thank you for listening, and I appreciate it. I hope you learned something, and I hope
yeah.
you enjoy some of the independent music that we've played. Until next week, we're on the air next week, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because we're only going to Ohio. So
yeah.
Until next week, this has been Ghostly Talk, and I've been Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm still Bonnie.
We'll see you guys next week.
Ghostly Talk!
You have been listening to Ghostly Talk Paranormal Talk Radio. The Ghostly Talk audio program is distributed for free under the Open Content License. Please share with all your friends and support independent media.